Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, you are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It's John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. And you also get involved on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610. There's also the YouTube available for you. Robert Martinez let us know. It takes two to tango, right, as we were talking about.
You can tango with one person.
Can you?
Right. Is that true?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I just made it up. Like, does the tango as a dance?
Do it really takes two to tango?
I think it does.
You could tango.
Because his legs have to go in unison and all that stuff, right?
You can do that by yourself.
I don't even remember.
But who are you in unison with? Nobody.
That's not the question of the day.
It is.
That is a question. That is not the question of the day. The question of the day, and it's apolitical. Mm-hmm. I want that to be abundantly clear. However, there was a big thing that was happening that took a lot of attention. And I don't know if everybody wanted it to take their attention. So sometimes you just had to go out of your way to avoid it.
I like Figgy's story best, but go ahead.
What is the furthest you've gone to avoid something? As I know for me personally, yesterday, and if you're watching on the YouTube and the Twitch, you'll see that I got my hair twisted up.
How about that?
That was not entirely accidental that it lined up on yesterday.
What day's a good day to spend 3 hours in a chair?
Yeah. Away from the TV.
Hey, if you would have got your hair dyed, you would have been there for about 8 hours.
missed the whole thing. That'd have been really fun. But yeah, what is the furthest you would go or have gone, in fact, to avoid something?
I got a couple things. Okay, man. So the first one is actually around here.
Mm-hmm.
So a former boss that used to work here.
Which one?
Who said that?
It's just a former boss.
Yeah.
But he was in the hallway standing there talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of didn't want to. I ain't want to interact with him.
Oh, yeah.
So I took the long way. I walked all the way around just to get to the kitchen, which he was kind of standing by.
Yeah.
So I just didn't want to, like, walk
past
him.
You want to come in on the other side of the kitchen.
Yeah, so I came in from, I had to take a nice long walk to do that.
And just to illustrate, the walk he's talking about is damn near an eighth of a mile, if not longer.
Yeah.
Because this is when the other part was open, right?
Yeah.
The other side of the building.
Yeah.
So in order to avoid this conversation,
yeah,
he took like a lap on a track.
Yeah. And it was a couple times Lopez was having a meeting with him.
Yeah.
And I seen he was in there. I'm like, I'll just go in another studio.
on that.
And then one more. This was when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I had a girl over at the house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet you did.
And she, I wanted her to leave, but mm-hmm. she wouldn't leave. So I lied and said, hey, I got to pick my mother up from the from her house because the car messed up. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I had to physically leave the house. Like, leave the house, get in the car. I waved her off mm-hmm. so she could drive off. I had to drive around the block a couple times. and then I had to pull it up back in the house. I had to do all of that to get rid of it.
Just the old yawn. I got to wake up in the morning. Didn't work.
Nope.
Yeah. Nope. You just reminded me of one. Because the ones that were in my head, and I want to get yours, Reggie, and 713-572-4610, you just reminded me of a great one that I'm embarrassed about, but it's true. But I was thinking, like, I avoid, like, people selling stuff in front of a store by going in another door or acting like I'm on my phone. We all do that. So
do
I was like,
do you dip out on the Girl Scouts?
Yeah. Well, you know my feeling on Girl Scouts.
Wait, what? I don't want to get that. I actually don't want to hear that. I very firmly subscribe to the notion of don't ask questions that
anyone,
you don't want the answers to.
Here it is, just to be clear.
I didn't.
Okay. Any coworker who brings Girl Scout cookies to the office, I make them. I'll say I'll buy some. But your daughter has to sell them to me. I'm not going to buy them from you. So I actually had a coworker say, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Because I want them to learn, you know, meeting people, selling their wares, interacting with people. He went home, had his daughter, his 9-year-old daughter, call me and sell me on the cookies. And I bought like 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Send an email to Lopez.
Hey, we got cookies in the kitchen. They're my daughter's.
Do you want the cookies?
I don't care.
Not?
I don't know. I don't want them like that. I want them to learn things. They're children. They're impressionable. You don't do the work for
them.
There's
a product here. Do you want the cookies or not?
I want them sold by the person who is, working that business there. Okay.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you reminded me of one. This was a long time ago. Well, I say long, probably about 10 years. So we're not real fond of one of my sister-in-laws.
Oh, wow.
And she said, hey, I'm going to be in Houston, you know, this weekend, you know, if y'all want to do something. And I texted back, we're actually going to be, you know, this was when I was in Sabine up in fishing. I had my trailer up there when I was fishing up there. Oh, we're actually going to be in Sabine that weekend. And we had no plans of going to Sabine that weekend. We bolted to Sabine.
Wow. So you
just till we left town.
You created a fishing trip just to avoid someone.
We actually had something else we were going to go to, so we weren't going to go.
Oh, God.
And I said,
man,
you know what? We got to go fishing now.
That's a lot.
Because you know she was going to come by the house.
Yeah, all this started just because I ended up watching Miami of Ohio football. Well, I say watching. To try and keep myself away from, election results. And just like, well, I mean, the results themselves, just like election coverage. Mm-hmm. It really was the coverage itself. Let's see, on the text line from the 832, to avoid charity orgs in front of Walmart, I walked back to my car and drove to another store. Wow, another store? Did you find another Walmart specifically, or was it just like, all right, the next store over will work?
That'd be a tough one, like, another Walmart.
That's what I'm saying. They typically are spaced out a little bit. Yeah. Like, that's dedication to avoiding this.
Somebody had a good one right here. Gas station pump, please see cashier. Drive off to another one, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, I ain't got no time to be going inside. Let me just drive to another one on E and use my card at that
on
pump.
On E, yes, that's the key. That's the key element right there.
Yeah, I guess people do know. This is just a me thing. I never think about like how much I need to put in my car. Like, I don't walk in and be like, yo, 20 on pump 5 or whatever.
Yeah. Just take the car, fill it all the way up until it stops.
Fill it up.
Yeah, like, I don't want to see the cashier.
Mm-hmm. Can you do that with the cashier? Just like, hey, fill it up?
No, nah, you can't.
Like, I was like, I don't even know if you can.
No, you leave your card.
Leave my
card? But then you got to walk back.
Nah, he ain't doing all that.
No, see, I don't want to walk back. I only want to walk there once.
I know the one thing. I know a lot of people just don't be carrying around cash, mm-hmm. but if you do pay like 30 and your car don't take 30, you got to go back to get the change.
To get the credit or the change or whatever. Yeah, I only want to walk there once. Now, I know we all do this.
Yeah, we're just getting in the car and going to another pump.
I know we all do this. As long as I'm driving and moving, I don't care if I have to drive 20 miles out of the way rather than sit in traffic.
I'd rather keep moving.
If I get into some really bad traffic, like there's a wreck up there or something, you know, I'm exiting and I'll drive 20 miles out of the way, as long as I keep moving.
All the surface street. Yeah, you get that cramp in your shin and stuff. Like, I'm like, no.
So would you rather sit in traffic for 10 minutes or no traffic and get to the place for in 20 minutes?
Oh, that's easy. 20 minutes. Mm. I want to be moving. 10 minutes doesn't sound like a long time unless you're sitting still.
10 minutes of traffic ain't that bad.
It's not, but when you're sitting there for 10 minutes, it gets a little irritating. I'd rather.
So you'll double your time.
I gotta move, just to keep moving. I gotta move.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll go to that length necessarily. Yeah. What I'm learning today, I have a higher tolerance than I imagined for inconvenience. Because I was like, oh, okay. Because I've done the thing where somebody is like, outside of the store, tried to sell something, and you know, like I don't have cash or whatever, or I'll come back. I'll get you when I come back out, and then you know, try and sneak out before they catch you. Right? I'll do that. I'm not going to the other store though. Like, I came to this one. This is the store.
Sometimes you just gotta say no, man. It's nothing wrong with just saying no.
There is nothing wrong with that.
That is true. It doesn't feel like it a lot of times, mm-hmm. but that is true. Some other things that came in when you're talking to somebody on the phone and they won't shut up. Have someone interrupt the call to get you off the phone. Oh, so you're running whole plays?
Well, a lot of people do that on dates, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, girl, call me.
If it doesn't work out.
Call me in 5 minutes. I'm going to text you. Call me in 5 minutes so I can leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, I could do that. Just when you're on the phone, like, I'll just say, hey, man, I got to let you go. Right? Like, we will go to that place.
Yeah. All right.
right.
Well, okay.
No, my wife's Nana is good with this, man.
Oh, what did she say?
She'd be like, hey, I gotta close this garage door. Let me get off this phone. I'm like, close the garage door.
Close the garage door.
That's her way of getting off the phone.
Letting you know.
Like, what?
Always the garage door?
It's always the garage
door. Why is the door always open?
Like, you know you could close the garage door and be on the phone at the same time, Nana.
Some other texts coming in from the 281. When I'm at the store and the salesman asks what light provider I have, I tell them that my son works for the light company and I get a great discount. Oh, okay.
I do that. That's the best one to do is, hey, I got military service. So it's none cheaper than military service. Every time somebody try to sell me a cell phone, what service do you got? I'm on the military plan.
I've never tried that.
Yeah, it's none cheaper than that.
And you could also just go with, I already have the service.
Out of curiosity.
You could do that, but sometimes they'd be like, oh, I could give you a cheaper deal. It's none cheaper than the military service.
So if they follow up and say, oh, what military were you in? What do you say? I'm just curious.
No, I'm on my brother's military
plan. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So not you're in the military, but sometimes families be on the military plan.
Oh, okay.
This is cold, 281. When I get asked for donations, I just say, I lost my job today.
That's
bad karma. That's bad karma, man.
That will end the conversation, though. If that is the goal, that will happen.
Yeah.
832, they said the girlfriend wanted to go to a family party a couple weeks ago, faked tripping and stumbling down the stairs so you could stay home and watch the Oregon State game. Had to hold on to the injury for 4 days after.
Yeah, faking a limp.
dedication to watch college football.
Baby. I ain't gonna lie. I got out of an event with my wife one time. I told her I had to work on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I physically had to drive my ass up here on a Saturday. Had nothing to do, man.
See, and you're giving me a hard time about leaving town.
Yeah. All right. Well, regardless, I hope that avoiding those situations has paid off for you. Like, I think it paid off for all of us yesterday. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get our weekly visit with our Ranger. Gosh, it's another.
Now that one counts.
That got to be $20.
No, that one counts.
That's $20.
Yeah. $20. I'll
never put five in. Rangers.
I know. And I told
that's
you the
20.
I told you the reason why this happened. I've learned that.
That was a rough one, though.
I've learned that. I've learned that.
That was rough.
I've learned that I'm visual in enough of a way where like that first letter will trip me up because I wanted to say Rockets. It's not even the same sport, right? I wanted to say Rockets and I said Rangers, but our Rockets insider and Astros insider, we'll talk to him about those teams and I'll put money in a bucket. We'll do it next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.